Shaka News. You need to know. You need to know. Now.
Johannesburg tomorrow 11:28, Pretoria 12:29, and Mbombela 18:26.
On the roads in Bedford View, there's slow moving traffic on the N12 West. R24 as well, heading towards the Galulis interchange. And there is slow moving traffic in Germiston on the N3 South, going towards the Geldenhuys interchange.
In your sport, another injury setback for Lions centre Henko van Wyk's Springbok ambitions, and footballers fall foul of the law both here and abroad.
President Cyril Ramaphosa has been asked to assist in fast-tracking the extradition of the Gupta brothers from the United Arab Emirates. This was confirmed by the National Director of Public Prosecutions, Shamila Batoy, during an engagement with the media in Pretoria today. She says after months of trying, her counterparts in the UAE are not cooperating to set up a meeting in this regard.
We've not been able to schedule that meeting for months. We realize that unless there isn't that strong political push in the UAE, we're going to struggle with this.
South African authorities want Rajesh and Atul Gupta extradited from the UAE to stand trials on charges of money laundering and fraud. They're accused of involvement in state capture during former President Zuma's term in office. Then some election news. The ANC Secretary General Fikile Mbalula is adamant that the ruling party will win the May 29 elections with an absolute majority. He addressed the South African Transport and Allied Workers Union policy conference today, and he did admit that former President Jacob Zuma's presence on the ballot might affect ANC voters, but not enough to push the ruling party below 50%.
I can assure you, comrades, we'll jump that 50%. Double. Yeah. Yes, we will jump.
The city of Tshwane has meanwhile been given the green light to disconnect property owners who do not pay for electricity services. The city won a Supreme Court of Appeal case against Regina, a company that owns a local shopping centre that was cut off over millions of rands worth of unpaid municipal bills. In its ruling, the court said property owners had no right to receive services without payment, and now the city's MMC for Finance, Jackie Ace, says they'll be approaching the court to overturn other interdicts by non-paying property owners.
The city has got full intent to deliver notices for cut-off to all the tenants as well as to the landlord, after which, if they do not settle their account, we will come and disconnect electricity and services.
Moving abroad, U.S. President Joe Biden vowed to send fresh weapons to Ukraine within days as he prepares to sign on Wednesday an aid package including $61 billion meant to help Kiev's forces push back against Russia. And Congress also approved the long-delayed legislation, which contained a measure to ban TikToks in the United States if the popular social media app does not cut ties with its Chinese parent company. And did you know, NASA wants to create a timeline on the moon? So Al Jazeera reports they're already working on creating a time zone, but why? Here's a quote. We need a reliable lunar time Earth syncing system because lower gravity on the moon causes the time to move slightly faster there than on Earth. So it's a minutes difference though, or a minute time difference rather. It moves 58.7 seconds faster per every 24 hours that passes on Earth. I'm Marlene Fouchier, more news at 6.
More music you love all day on
Jacaranda FM.
Jacaranda FM on the station that sounds like you.